Well, hello everyone. I'm glad that you are joining us this week, in the middle of the week, at a different time than our usual Sunday block, in order to kind of dive into a little bit more about what we've been talking about on the weekends. My name is Chris Conway. I'm one of the pastors here at Rose Drive Friends Church, and I had the privilege of sharing with you all this last Sunday. This man next to me, this is Josh Suaverdez. Did I say that right?
Suaverdez.
Suaverdez. Yeah. You gotta get the emphasis on the right syllable, right? Suaverdez. Has been helping us out on staff here recently. He has a huge heart and passion for people who've had experiences with church that maybe weren't ideal and are trying to find their way back to spirituality and trying to find their way back to a relationship with Christ. And so we've been hugely blessed by his presence here over the last couple months. I'm so grateful for him and for his heart and for his passion. And he's the one really who's helping us to launch this midweek connection that we're doing. So Josh, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what it is that we're doing here midweek.
Yeah. So what we're doing here is, how can we go deeper into our experience with God? And that goes farther beyond just our 1 hour a week of doing church, right? So I believe that being a part of a church and doing church goes farther than just showing up on a Sunday for that hour or so.
Right.
But how are we engaging with God in the middle of the week, or every day after we heard a sermon? How does that affect our life? How is that affecting the people we're around? How is that affecting the people that we talk to on a daily basis? Maybe they don't go to church. Maybe they're, maybe they have gone to church and they don't want to come back, or maybe they're looking for a place to go. So this midweek connection is designed to really engage with you where you're at. Whether you're in the car, or you just got home from work, or you're on break at work, or maybe you're listening to this while you're working.
Right.
It's designed for you to, like I said before, to go deeper. So that's the biggest goal for doing these midweek connections.
That's perfect. I actually really appreciate that. Even as a preacher, sometimes we wish that we could dive further into the material that we're talking about. We get a little bit limited with our time slot. So having this extra space midweek, I think, is going to be helpful to all of us as we take this material really seriously.
Yeah. So that being said, I think it's appropriate to dive right in.
Let's do it.
Let's dive right in.
All right.
And so with that, Chris, I really am very appreciative of your heart and your message on the book of Colossians. I think from me hearing it, I felt a very more expanded view of the book of Colossians, because I honestly, I think it is a book that's overlooked, or at least in my experience. So I didn't really know too much about the Church of Colossae or anything like that. So hearing that it was Paul writing to the church encourage them and encourage them in a way that more so to engage in the way that they're engaging the kingdom of God, and drawing that out within themselves, was very encouraging to me. You mentioned in the sermon you were talking about more experiences, that when you're doing church, there's one thing that you do as far as you do ministry. You're engaging in ministry with other people, but as hearing that the sermon, for me, I was convicted as far as, how can we actually be engaging in the ministry? Yeah. We can be doing, but how are we doing it? What are we doing? What's the heart behind us doing whatever ministry we're involved in? So I thought that was incredible, to really be seeing God at work in the midst of my own experience as far as being here at Rose Drive. I could be doing this such podcast and just do it.
Right.
But what is my heart behind doing it, and so that was a big thing for me that I took from your sermon.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed over time is I have a lot of conversations with people about Christianity on an intellectual level. And I enjoy those conversations. There's a lot of merit to having conversations that just talk about what Christianity is, how it works in our culture. I could talk about that all day. But what I see so often is people who kind of get stuck in the external conversation, just the knowledge set, and haven't really been able to participate in a real meaningful life with Christ themselves. And there's almost no way to really articulate it, to really get it out there so people can feel the experience that you've had as a Christian. There's a little bit of a leap you have to take to choose to live into the Christian life. Mm. And I think that's probably a little bit about what Paul was trying to communicate in Colossians. You know, this was a church that was doing that. They were actually taking that leap, and they were living the life, and it was bearing fruit because of it.
Yeah, right. Well, what are some ways that you see Rose Drive bearing fruit right now? You know, I think it's also too appropriate to for this podcast being something that is for our church specifically. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really appropriate time to, as you as a pastor here at Rose Drive, what are some ways that Rose Drive is bearing fruit, you know, as you leading us, you know, as a leader in this community? What are some ways that you can encourage us, and what are some of those fruits that, you know, we're bearing, you know what I mean? In light of what is, how we are, you know, our state, today as Rose Drive Friends Church.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. I will bounce it back a little bit to Dave's sermon from 2 weeks ago, which if you haven't seen that is on this podcast. You'll see it as the first hit, actually. And that gives a lot of vision for what we're trying to do as a church and for a lot of what's happening here. But I'll go ahead and answer from my own perspective.
Yeah.
if you've been around Rose Drive for a while, you've heard this word rooted used a lot. And I'm not trying to just like pump up this program. I'm not. No one's paying me to say this.
Right.
But I have to tell you this. I've actually done rooted 3 times as a facilitator, which means I've had 3 different groups of people come through and experience Rooted. And Rooted by itself isn't magical. There isn't anything about it that's brand new. Actually, that would be kind of scary if there was, right?
Right.
What it really does is it draws us back into what the Christian life is supposed to be like. And as a group of believers, you get those opportunities to experience prayer and studying the scripture and telling your story and sharing with others. And for many, they take the step of baptism or some other way of saying they want to be committed to this movement that we call Christianity. And so I'm seeing that happen in the lives of our people. And so our people now have a broader understanding of what life with God actually could be like. They get to participate in that experience for 10 weeks, but everyone who I know has gone through Rooted has taken some element of that experience with them into their group life and their personal life. And so it's bearing fruit just in that. But I think it goes beyond that. The ways that we're engaging our community these days, they're things that God has kind of just given us as a church, are the ability to engage the city of Placentia, to engage with foster families, international students, people who are hungry. There's all these opportunities to do things for God, but they're created by people who have a transformed life, people who have experienced the love of God in themselves and want to push that love out. And that's why these things happen. Not just because we established a program. We didn't sit around a table and decide we were going to do all these things necessarily. But there were people in our church who had a radical experience with Christ, and that love that Christ had given them was flowing out to impact other people. And so now the whole church gets to benefit from that.
That's great. I love that. I think that's, that's something that we can be doing, you know, that's just right in our backyard, right? Mm-hmm. And so, especially here at Rose Drive, as far as, you know, how are we serving, you know, the ministry that I feel that has been bearing fruit from my perspective is like the foster care.
Yeah, that's been a big one.
I think that's been one of the coolest things that, in my experience, not a lot of churches, they really take that to heart.
Sure.
But to be involved in a community that takes care of not only the foster kids coming, you know, that exist in the foster care system, mm-hmm. but even the families that are stepping into that,
right?
I think that's one thing that I feel that the Bible is, you know, it tells us to care for those people, but it's really cool to see that happen, you know, practically here at Rose Drive.
Yeah, and you and I were part of a conversation earlier today where people were sharing stories about foster care, and it wasn't actually about foster care itself. It was that they had these opportunities for relationships and dialogue with other people, that when they said, hey, our church does foster care kinds of things, they didn't understand what that meant, and they were or they were so impressed that they wanted to know more, and it opened up space for God to come into the conversation just because that ministry exists, right? Yeah. Let alone the fact that we have so many people so faithfully kind of jumping into that life.
Right, yeah. So with that, usually we'll have more time with questions and things like that, but I think I want to kind of have an exclamation point on this one question.
Okay.
You as one of the pastors here at Rose Drive, put yourself in the place of Paul. Well, maybe not necessarily in prison or anything like that.
Hopefully not. But, I'm trying to avoid that if I can.
But you have the opportunity to write a letter to us, you know, the Church of Rose Drive. What are some ways that you can be, you know, again, encouraging us, you know, particularly in the ways that you can be calling us and drawing us deeper into the kingdom and deeper into unity with God as we do ministry?
Sure. You know, one of the things that I've become convinced of is our church structure in the United States, while very helpful for a lot of things, can sometimes inadvertently sabotage our own spiritual relationship with God. And here's what I mean by that. You know, we have certain things that we set up. There's ministries that you can be a part of. There's services that you can attend. And I hope that you join us for all of those things. But it's much harder for a church system, to help people have a personal connection with God, to actually engage in scripture reading and prayer, to actually set aside time of solitude and silence, to actually take Sabbath and be just with God. These are things that's actually really hard for a church structure to create space for. That's just not really what we're built for. We do a lot of great things. Yeah. But we're doing so many great things we don't want to stop doing.
Right.
Things that I'm so excited to be part of every week, and they're fantastic. But the thing that kind of drives, like we shared before, all these ministries that are popping up, all these external signs of life, all this fruit that's coming up, the thing that drives it is changed lives and changed hearts. And that's something that I can't do for anyone. I can't make your heart change. That is something that's between you and the Holy Spirit. And I think what's interesting is that for a lot of us, we feel like we should experience that changed life, but we don't always. I think it's in part because we just don't make any space in our life to actually connect with God, to actually do those things that Jesus did to connect with God, to pray like Jesus did, to retreat like Jesus did. Those are things that even he did to connect with God, and it's so much more important even for us to regularly take time to connect with God. And that's what changes our hearts and allows the fruit to blossom, because our lives are genuinely different because God changed us.
I feel very encouraged just by, you know, I think about my own personal spiritual discipline, so to speak, and how I'm not really giving enough time to it. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, you know what? When was the last time I actually had a Sabbath? You know what I mean? When was the last time that I actually, you know, just sat and was just with God and join in with what he is already doing in the ministries that I feel called to, you know? So thus blossoming the, you know, such fruit that, you know, I'm looking for, but maybe God's calling me back to saying, hey, let's just sit here with me first, and then I'll expose this fruit to you.
I think as we go through Colossians, I think he's going to be calling all of us to that.
I think so too. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking time outside of your sermon prep and sitting here with me. My hope is that as we go on from here, that we can all experience God deeper, just outside of that 1 hour that we listen to God. My hope is that during this time in this podcast, that we feel the invitation that God is already calling us to, into drawing closer to Him and drawing closer to His kingdom.
So, amen.
Yeah, amen. All right. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out of your week to be here with us and joining us with our weekly connection, our midweek connection. So we'll see you next time.